congratulations. That's a cracking win for you, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very good win. For many different reasons. You know, it's the first time that everyone reminds me they've come back from 1-0 down to win. So that's pleasing. In the Premier League, sorry, that is. Which I mentioned to the players at half-time. You know, I said, you've got nothing to lose because no one thinks you can come back from this situation and actually win. So I said, therefore, let's go out and take the challenge on. I thought they did. Very pleasing performance. I think the performances over this run, I've mentioned it, have been better than the run, if you like. There's been a couple of low moments, but mostly they've been good performances. And we had one taken away from us last week, and I think the players felt aggrieved by that. And this, you know, a big play this week, but no one's going to help you do anything. We have to help ourselves. We have to take on every challenge, and it's about us. And I thought you could see by the way they delivered a performance today. They made it clear it is about us, and it's about how we move forward. And I thought there was great signs of that today.
You can almost sense the players sensing Everton's vulnerabilities and knowing actually, even at one down, you can still win this football match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a real clarity in the thought of the players even at half-time. You know, there was a nice energy about the group. There was no disappointments. It was like, OK, yeah, we'll take it on because, you know, we're ready and we think we're in this game. And I thought the fans were good with that today. You know, it can be hard for fans when you're having a tricky run. I thought they were excellent with that today because they can get to that moment when they're unsure, you know, which way is this run going, which way is the team going. I thought they were excellent today and that allowed the players the freedom to go and play, particularly second half when I thought we really, really stepped on and took the game on.
Did you feel another centre-forward in the second half which has caused those two centre-halves too many problems?
Yeah, not just the centre-halves. I thought we were doing a good job in the first half. We had created a few chances. Just, you know, sometimes you've got to go what you're seeing and also an instinct. And I felt, you know, on this occasion, I felt with a bit more energy up top with two instead of one, literally up top, that is, because obviously Jeff does a good job joining in, but then he drops in. I felt that we could cause trouble. And I'm pleased to say that worked nicely.
Even throughout this winless run, Sean, I don't think you've dropped further down than eighth, which is a testament to how well you started the season, of course. But you've got 40 points now. I mean, how pleased are you with that?
Yeah, I think most people have been fair. There's been a few say about this, that and the other about the run, but most people have been fair. Most people have recognised we are still Burnley Football Club. It's a big challenge for us working in this division. And so to be on 37 points before this game, albeit on a tough run, then, you know, a lot of noise gets made. But equally, you can look at that as a sign of respect of how far we've come, that people are surprised we've been on that winless run. So that's a marker in itself. But to get to 40 with virtually a quarter of the season left to go is very, very pleasing for this group. And they've deserved every part of it as well.
You're a Premier League team next season now, aren't you, with 40 points?
Well, we want to keep moving forward. You know, that's the main aim. We've got to take on the challenges that are right in front of us. You know, we've put ourselves in a fantastic position. We know that. But, you know, nothing's done until it's done.
And James Tarkowski straight back into it today. How big a call was that?
Really tough call. I think Kevin Long's done very, very well. But Tarky had a real strong run of form early season. He'd just had a couple of ups and downs with coming out of the side for different reasons. He played well and trained well this week. And it's a really tough call. I think Long is maturing as a player and he's done very well.